no doubt in my mind, none in my mind, that Cora will be the manager of the Red Sox after this shortened season, that they'll bring him back. I got zero doubt that they're going to bring him back. What do you think?
That's interesting.
A lot of people are saying that on Twitter. That is the early indication that from people's thought process. I'd be okay with bringing Alex Cora back if Ron Renneke is willing to give the position up.
Oh, and he would, yes.
Well, don't say that so quickly.
Okay, well, it seems like he would, but go ahead.
Why? Because Ron Renneke seems like a nice guy?
Yes,
well,
that's how I look at it.
And then when he's older and he's friends, and he kind of, didn't he say something that he kind of knew? I didn't know, but it was, didn't he kind of insinuate that he knows that this is like an interim stop, or no? Am I reading too much into his original comments?
Yes, he has interim written all over him, in my opinion, especially in this scenario.
But Ron Renneke is 63 years old. He's been a manager and a pretty good one for the Milwaukee Brewers for like 5-6 years. Ron Renneke, don't you think he wanted to be a manager again? And this is his chance. This was his chance. And maybe, now, if the season gets played in full, we're all thinking the Red Sox are going to be bad, but maybe Ron Renneke leads the team to a 90-70 record, gets them to the playoffs, and then maybe he goes on to get a full-time managerial job somewhere else. But this was his chance to be a manager again here or auditioning for somewhere else. Don't be so sure that he's just going to willingly give it up. Now, Cora is his friend who brought him onto his staff, so maybe there's some loyalty there and he would do it, but I would do it only if he's okay with it.
Yeah, maybe he had absolutely no desire to be the manager of the Red Sox. I mean, last year, you know, he was the guy standing next to Cora all the time. They looked like best buddies. They were talking incessantly the whole game, and they seemed like they got along great. It wouldn't surprise, mostly because of who he is. He's not trying to climb a ladder here. He's been there, done that, and he's at the, you know, what did you say? He is 63?
Yeah.
I mean, he's been in the Major League Baseball for 40 years, probably. I don't think that he's a guy that is obsessed with being the manager.
And I think it's easier to bring Cora back. I don't think we're going to get to 162 games. Let's take that off the table now.
Of course
not. And let's go to 81. Let's stick with half a season now. It's so much easier to bring him back after 81, even if there is going to be 81. I'm not even going to be sure there's 81 or even a season, but let's just say there is 81. A lot easier to bring back Cora after a half a season. And who cares what really happens in that half a season and start fresh the following year? That makes it so much easier.
So what in the world do you do if you're John Henry? Do you pull Ron Renneke into your office and say, look, Ron, here's what we want to do. I hope you'll stay.
Oh, he knows.
Yeah, I don't think he'd do that today, though.
Yeah.
No, but I mean before the season? And we don't know. The season could be 2 months off.
Yeah, at some point, I do think there needs to be a conversation, and Heim Bloom needs to be involved in it as well. And we're going to have Buster Olney on at 5, and we can talk with him about some of these questions. But managerial jobs and coaching jobs, they're desired positions. Ron Renneke was the right guy to get the Red Sox through the transition period of Alex Cora not being here. Maybe he proves himself to be the right guy also in terms of managing the team on the field. Arnie, I'm with you that I think, with all the stuff going on, whenever baseball comes back, we're just going to be so damn happy to get baseball back that outside of just booing the Astros, I think a lot of the other stuff that fans would have cared about will kind of go away, so you can kind of wash your hands of it and bring Cora back next year if you want to. But I'm only doing it if Renneke signs off on it.